here having a beverage, maybe a little bite to eat, and getting ready to watch the Virginia-Miami game, which tips at 7 o'clock. We're going to make a little switch. We had Terry Gates. We're going back to football. That's the one thing my co-host has told me over the years. It's always football season. I've had to learn that as a basketball guy. But Billy McMullen, great wide receiver for the Hoos. And it's interesting. The one thing that Bronco said in, I think maybe it was one of his introductory press conferences, he really pays a lot of attention to guys that touch the ball. Right. You were someone that touched the ball a great deal during your career. So what's your reaction to Bronco so far?
You know what? With Bronco, he's a pretty interesting guy. You know, I think he brings a different philosophy to the game. I think he looks at it more like a puzzle, a chess game. Just the way he spoke in the press conference, it really brought the passion out that he's looking at this more like putting a business together, almost. Strategic pieces here and there. First of all, I'm going to test to see what I have here on this team. I'm going to bring the other guys in and test them to see what's going on. But I think once he found out what he has in his team and the freshmen coming in, I think we might see something explosive this year.
You know, I can't remember when you were at Virginia. I don't know if there was a coaching change. You probably played for different coaches during your pro career. What's it like for the players to have to all of a sudden have a whole new coaching staff virtually?
You know, Hobbs, that's a great question. The beauty of having another coach come in, especially in our situation, we had the great Welsh, Coach Welsh with us, and then we had a coach come in and take his spot. But it's all about proving yourself again. And a good story about, proving yourself again. We had a team meeting in the weight room. And coach was like, you know, you guys still look like basketball players. You know, he's coming from the NFL. And he's like, you all look like basketball players.
Now, Jerry Seinfeld would say, not there's anything wrong with that.
Al Groh. We're talking about Al Groh now.
Coach Groh, yeah. And I looked behind me, and it was nothing but linemen. So it's obvious he was talking to me. So I took that as, I need to get in the weight room and get stronger. But for the kids now, they should take it as a challenge. If you're a competitor and you want to win and you want to be the best, you know, you should take every day, every practice as a challenge to get better.
It's also a fresh opportunity or a new beginning for those guys that think, hey, I want to play more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you can impress the new coach, you might get out on the field more.
Exactly.
You know, what's interesting is this past Friday, there was a large article in USA Today in the sports section about Bronco Mendenhall and the new regime. And I thought it was a very positive sign to see such a nice article about the Wahoos. And, you know, Billy, I agree. I think he has a completely different perspective on how to coach a team. You know, he's inheriting a team that has gone 4-8 and 5-7 the last couple of years. And I think he's changing virtually everything.
Everything.
You know, right down to probably the codes on the lockers to, you know, whatever.
I've heard stories already about the workout gear. I heard there's no blue, no orange. It's all black or gray. And you have to earn your colors, which I think is a cool thing. I think you have to earn all the way up until spring ball. And from what I'm hearing, if they can't get the warm-ups right, there will be no spring ball. So I think that's awesome for the kids. You know, to be honest, there's not a lot of coaches like that out there right now. Everything is about, you know, the fanfare and bringing more people to the stadium and just, you know, the bottom line is always going to be winning, but you still got to develop young men, and young men is all about hard work, and I think that's what he has.
Do you think his system will be attractive to kids as recruits?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Winning attracts anybody. I don't care what it is. If you're winning, it's going to attract the kid that wants to play and wants to win. If you look at his track record in BYU, we're talking about some big-time bowl games and consistent bowl games. So if I'm a parent and I have my kid and I want a consistent winning team to place my kid on, I'm definitely going to go to UVA. I'm going to push that. Hey, this is a guy that can develop my son as a young man and also a football player.
You know, what's interesting is Coach Mendenhall decided to keep Marcus Hagans as the receivers coach, which was a good sign. Mm-hmm. But he also kept two other grad assistants, a former linebacker and a former offensive lineman. Sean Cascarano was mm-hmm. the offensive lineman. And the linebacker was Daquan Romero.
Okay.
And I did talk to Romero briefly, and he was elated to be a part of the staff. So there is some continuity from the previous regime. Certainly Marcus Hagans is a dynamic guy.
Definitely.
And you know him well.
Definitely.
So look at the – let's talk about the schedule for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, the Wahoos open with Richmond at home on September 3rd this fall, and then they travel to Oregon.
Which is awesome.
Don't you wish we could get out of that game? UConn is a road game. Then they'll host Central Michigan. They'll travel to Duke. Then there's three home games in a row, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, Louisville, before they travel away to Wake. Then they're home again for Miami, and then they finish away from home at Georgia Tech and then at Virginia Tech. So kind of a schedule that has pros and cons to it, right?
Definitely. I always liked, you know, when we played, I always liked playing Richmond first, especially if you're going through training camp and spring ball and you really don't know what you have yet. Even, you know, scrimmages and live events and live tackling to the ground, things like that. But you don't know what you have yet in a team. So University of Richmond has always been a tough team to play, no matter how, if they won the year before or not. It's an in-state rivalry. So that's always a good gauge. And then to play your big game against normally the second game of the season like Oregon. So that's going to be a huge test for the guys, but I think they'll come out on top.
So Billy likes playing the Oregon Ducks. Well, let's hope he's right. Let's talk about the fact that, one good thing for Coach Mendenhall is he has a returning starting quarterback in Matt
Definitely.
Johns. And if Johns can just cut down on the INTs, Virginia could probably win some more ball games, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, everything starts with the quarterback. And I think Coach Mendenhall, if he can trust Matt Johns, he'll put the ball in his hand literally to say, hey, this is your team. You take your team and go win. And I think Johns has to sort of figure out the way to do that. No one can tell you how to do it. You sort of have to figure it out. And but Coach is going to put him in the Coach Mendenhall is going to put him in the proper position, proper plays to get plays out there on the field and win the game.
You know, one thing, unfortunately, for the Wahoos, Kanane Severn will not be back at wide receiver.
Yeah.
And I know you loved watching him play.
He's a what we call a baller. He's a baller.
And on the other hand, you've got diminutive number 33, Olamide Zaccheaus, who loves the jet sweep. I believe that Keon Johnson is shaping up to have a better senior year. David Eldridge is a player with potential.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting there's another wide receiver that I'm forgetting who I think was on IR for a while. Hoping to get him back. But Jack English, a left tackle who's from Richmond, is returning. And you like to have your linemen returning.
Definitely.
The running backs are all coming back. You've got Taquan Mizell.
Oh, you definitely. You know, I think if he's not the centerpiece next year, then, I'm going to be a little upset because I think this guy can do it all.
Yep.
And he can definitely be the workhorse next year.
And what's good is he's got a very strong backup and Albert Reed, who really showed
Definitely.
His stuff.
Yes, yes.
Daniel Hamm has got some potential, and Jordan Ellis, great Scott.
Right.
Well, anyhow, there's sort of an overview of the offense.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, why don't we go to our bottom of the hour break, and we're here at Friday's Broad and Glenside. Still plenty of show. We're going to be here for the basketball game. It starts at 7. We got Terry Gates, Billy McMullen, Robert Fish is coming in. Come join us, Friday's Broad and Glenside. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. We'll be back after these messages.